Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You want to have a successful, happy relationship. They're saying that you have to learn how to fight. And you've heard that before in the past, but turns out that there's four different fighting styles. And I'm looking over them, and one of the ones that they say is the worst, Raven.
Okay.
I'm confused because that's certainly the same argument tactic that my husband and I both use.
Oh, perfect.
And seems like we've been okay, I guess. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so if I had to guess, I'm doing this all wrong. So I can't wait to hear these. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the first one. Attacking is when you're conflict prone. You point things out that others are doing wrong. It's usually motivated by feelings of anger or annoyance. So this means like kind of you're the aggressor. You're the one that's starting the fight. You're the one that's always picking it. You're the one that's saying you do this incorrectly. You do this wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Second is defensive. That's the one where you're constantly defending yourself. You're trying to explain why you did something or you're denying the accusation. You're always the one that's kind of, you know, making up excuses to your behavior.
Yeah. It's a reaction. I did this because you did that. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you expect me to do if you do this? If somebody has to deal with this, wouldn't they react like this? Yes, yeah. I understand.
The one with the asterisk next to it, because this is the one I do, is withdraw. Withdraw is when you kind of just ignore the situation, you back down, you pretend like it's not happening, you try to avoid the whole thing. Now, this is extremely bad if one person is a withdrawer and the other person is not, because then they just feel like they're being
ignored.
Shut out.
Right. One person's being ignored and then the other person will volcano sooner or later. Right. So that's not good.
And then the holy grail of argument styles is the open. And that's what everybody's supposed to be. Like, you're open to other ideas. You stay calm and collected. You check out all the different perspectives. You remain calm. And I don't know anybody like that.
I mean, I'd like to be that. I'd love to be all those things, you know. But the truth is how do you stay calm when you're truly emotionally charged about something? Like, I'm in awe of that person. At the same time, they might be an alien. Like, I mean, I don't know. You know, if you're emotional and you're passionate, they're good for some things, but they can be bad for other things. Of course, we've seen that before.
I had this disagreement with one of my friends not too long ago because she says that I always like back down from conflict and it's not healthy. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not healthy? I don't get into arguments often. Mm-hmm. I'm happy like the way I am. Like, I don't care. 99.9% of the fights that you have are meaningless anyway. So why even engage with them? That's like my mentality behind it. And my husband is a withdrawer too, which has always worked for us because unless there's something massive that's happening, we kind of just back off both of us, give it a day, and then things are fine.
Find a room. Right. Go leave each other alone. Yeah, I'm not one of those people that always feels like you have to talk it out to resolve something. Because the truth is, like you, and like you stated there, is I don't really believe in resolution. You know, for the most part, people don't change. We do the things that we do. And if anything, if you want to be happy in your relationship, you should realize this is the person that I've chosen. And these are the reasons that I'm with them. And the other things, that's just part of who they are, too. And if you don't like it, just ignore it.
So our goal
to do it.
Is to be the open arguer where you're calm and you're collected. But let's be honest, that person is very, very rare and probably doesn't even exist.
Well, best of luck finding one.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.